This is a paid advertisement by BetterHelp.
You know the way we all end up spilling our problems to the most random people? Like, I've definitely overshared with a taxi driver at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, or Timmy Barber. He only wanted to know what lengths I wanted on the sides, and suddenly he's deep into my relationship history.
Exactly. And while it's gas in the moment, these people aren't therapists. They're not trying to actually help when it comes to stuff like anxiety, stress, or big life decisions.
That's where BetterHelp comes in. They match you with a proper credentialed therapist online, and they've been doing it for over 10 years, and more than 5 million people have used it worldwide, so clearly people are finding the right match.
And you don't have to mess about either. You fill out a few questions and you can get matched with a therapist in as little as 48 hours before you start chatting online.
With over 5 million people supported today globally, BetterHelp is now available with thousands of counsellors who have expertise in a wide range of specialties.
With a 4.9 out of 5 rating based on over 1.7 million client reviews, BetterHelp makes counselling affordable and convenient, and you can switch counsellors at any time for no cost.
Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/bollocks. That's better, HELP.com/bollocks. Go loud. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wasting it now. Tell your body your tale. Work it hard and long. When you finish that, deep knocker. You know what has rattled me on? Are we live, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just looking at that light switch up there.
Last week. No, it's still off.
I should have come up here earlier and flicked that on again.
I went to gym last night. Usually I go in the morning. Different world. Different world. You see people you've never seen in your life before in that gym. And I'm in that gym probably 2 years.
You know, I've switched up from morning time gym sessions. Yeah. Like I'm putting in much harder sessions in the evening than I worry it is.
I'm the opposite.
Do you know when you're a little bit groggy and you go to the gym? I used to love that feeling because when I leave I'm woke up, but I'm not putting in as much effort, I feel. And when I'm going in and the day is already gone, the blood is flowing already, you're going into the gym, you're ready to rock. And then you're leaving and it's the opposite. You're dying by bed at 5 o'clock, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I usually go in and I don't eat before I go to the gym. I have that same mindset, even though I was going to the gym in the evening, so I wasn't eating that all day yesterday, and I was like, I actually better eat something. But I was half fearful that I'd see a man in the jeans. I got sent a picture of him.
And
again,
I have a question for you.
Do you want to see him?
Yeah, but will you answer this one question?
Go on.
Are you afraid of him?
No, but I'm afraid of a confrontation in the gym.
No. Look, it's very simple. Are you afraid to see him?
No,
I'm potentially not. Speak
a confrontation,
yeah,
that's what I'm afraid of.
You're afraid of a fella, right, that you don't know.
Yeah, but hang on, a man who wears jeans,
that's nothing to lose. I'm not arguing with you, I'm just saying I fight him. But like,
when you're turning towards him, you're losing your voice on the mic there.
Sorry, bro.
You can even just tilt the arm slightly.
Do you know what you are, though?
A producer.
You're a mad perfectionist, aren't you? Like, things get the better of you that just shouldn't. Like,
I wouldn't consider that perfectionism. I mean, if this episode went out next week,
all black, which is worse.
Your man is in all black in the gym, and he looks like a bouncer. He looks like a bartender.
You two wear all black all the time.
Not black jeans, black t-shirt, and a black pair of shoes.
Oh, they're jeans.
And that's in the gym.
Yeah, Owen, here's my problem with you, right? So, like, people can still hear me when I look at Calvin and talk. It's just not.
You say my problem like it's just one. I could make a montage. Next time we do a best of talking bollocks, it's just going to be you going, here's my problem with you. It'll be a different one every time.
No, this it's
can
a
we
problem,
not just make
bro.
A soundboard. Remember that we had for Terrence and just press all the buttons and, like, he says something.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
But you know what you should do? Make a one button, but you don't know what
it's just
will
random.
Come out. Yeah.
Yeah. You can get one for Skilda. You know, your president's like, the painted cow. It's 4 a.m. Tie your shoes. Skilda's later, boys.
There's a name in Dunphy soundboard online somewhere.
Is there?
Yeah, that's great.
I'll tell you who wrote it. I know his name. He says he regrets that. That's woke. That's why you know them people.
What? Showing regret is woke now.
Yeah, do you know them people come out? Remember,
well, showing regret for something that's so iconic. Owen.
Did you see Owen Hayes? Oh, there's a picture of me doing blackface in 2009. I'm sorry. But he's like, oh, something I done 16 years ago. I'm very sorry. I'm not a racist. Mate, we get it. We know you're not. It's not that deep. Yeah. It happened during COVID. People come out and like, oh, sorry for jokes that I was making 20 years ago. Eamon Dunphy made one of the most iconic clips ever in Irish history. In Irish history, Owen.
that go up there with fucking reading the proclamation on the steps of the GPO, him coming out and saying, I know his name, I'll tell you who wrote it.
But did anyone ever have a problem with him saying that? With Eamon Dunphy saying that?
Rod Little probably had a problem with it.
Yeah, and who gives a fuck what Rod Little thinks?
Yeah, Eamon Dunphy obviously does because he apologised there the other day for his birthday. Eamon Dunphy was 80.
I know, he apologised to him in person.
Oh, did he?
Years ago. They were on the same radio show. Yeah, yeah.
They were on the same radio show?
Yeah.
So what, they were brought into like shake hands?
Here, extend that arm a bit there so it's closer to you because you're going to keep naturally leaning back. Yeah, that's better.
And the thing about it is, yeah, no one knows him or knew him.
Do you know what it's worse like? Because no, when I actually fix it and extend the arm, you're so happy like.
Yeah, because we had a problem and we fixed it together.
This is like when you're also
counselling.
Yeah. You're calling me a perfectionist. Like if this episode went out and you sounded a mile away, straight away there'd be a text. No, what's up with the sound, bro? No,
just at times. It's okay if it's at times. If the whole episode is me bleeding outside the room, that's a problem. But look, imagine. If I just tilt
it. I'm fucking miles away from him. Like, he can't hear me.
So I'm like, this room sounds weird.
Yeah, I don't like the sound.
We're in a different studio. People will have noticed on last week's episode, it sounds a lot roomier. We're in a different studio.
We're in Dave Moore's Today of M studio.
Temporarily.
Oh, yeah. Here's the problem I have. I copped it when I come in. I'm coming in here to Dave Moore's studio, yeah?
Yeah, and he's in a different
studio. Down there?
Yeah.
Why? Oh.
It makes no sense.
Why did he move studio to give us his studio?
He didn't want this studio.
But his guitars are still here.
Listen, we did well to get this studio.
Did we?
We were almost out in Dundrum.
Fuck off. There'd have been no podcast.
That would have been no podcast. You wouldn't have caught me in Dundrum every Monday.
That's me and Terrence would have been in his gaff and phoning it into you. You would have been out in Dundrum. He would have been doing it in his gaff.
Fuck.
Right. What were we talking about?
I've got questions, yeah. Anything else you want to talk about? I mean, I spent half of yesterday.
Your man in the gym.
Which is so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and anyways, I didn't see him. And that was it. Just put that out there.
Okay. From Mick and Kildare, would you rather never be able to sleep again or never be able to watch or listen to anything again?
Watch or listen.
Hey, had you ever not been able to sleep? It's very long. You're like, fucking.
It's very lonely.
I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning. And I was like, it's too early to leave the bed. And I was just lying there. And I looked at, about 2 hours went past and I looked at my phone, it was 4:20. I was like, this is taking too long. I got up and just sat downstairs then. And that was me waking up fully rested. You know what I mean? That's not insomnia. I just woke up. I'm ready to go for the day. I'm like, what's at the happening now?
What time are you getting to bed at?
I went to bed early last night. I think it was.
I went to bed early last night. I didn't wake up at 4 o'clock.
I don't sleep, boys. Like, I could go to bed at 1 o'clock, wake up at 6 o'clock and fresh.
Oh, and guess how long I slept for last night?
You, 9 hours.
I guess.
8.5.
10 hours and 1 minute. My watch says I slept
1:01.
And I was up at 8 o'clock this morning. What time does that mean I slept at?
You went to bed at 10.
10 o'clock. Yeah. 10 o'clock.
I don't know. When's the last time I got 10 hours sleep?
Boy, everyone is saying to me, get your sleep in now. Everyone.
I wouldn't be able to sleep for 10 hours now.
No, I don't think I could.
I can't believe I slept for 10 hours.
Like, if someone said to you, oh, we're taking your kids away for the whole weekend, don't worry about it, and there's a fucking, the most comfortable, biggest bed in the hotel ever, I don't think you'd sleep for 10 hours.
Probably not. No.
I don't think you need to sleep for 10 hours.
I feel great now. Sometimes, when you have an extra long sleep, you feel worse. I feel good this morning.
You get mad groggy,
I must have needed it.
I reckon I'm all right, I'm 5-6 a night.
No. I don't perform. For me to perform at my best the following day, 8 hours, I see people, like you see all these fucking sleep experts and podcasts and all, and they're going, 6 hours and you're fully rested and you can perform. And I'm like, nah, it's 8 for me. Everyone's different, I suppose.
Right. Would you rather, this is from Connor and Offley, would you rather be around people who brag all the time or be around people who complain all the time?
Oh, they're both as bad as each other. They're as bad as each other. They're as bad as each other. There's nothing worse than a bragging cunt. Does me head in. 11 a reef job on. No matter, you can't be happy about anything. You know what I mean?
I only had this conversation on Sunday. Have you just got mates who are 16? Like, they're in their 30s, but they're 16.
Yeah.
They just never grew up on. Still talk about the exact and act the exact same way as when we were 16. Talk about boards and fighting and being great at football and all. I'm like, go to work. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a little striker and all. You're like, you don't even play football. You know, what are you talking about? Like, fucking be an adult, like, you know what I mean? You've kids.
Are they complainers?
No, they're like braggers though, you know what I mean? They're fucking great at everything, but I'm like, they slag you and all for stupid childish stuff, and you're like, grow up, mate, will you? Like, I'm all for a laugh and a joke, but we're not 16 anymore.
Yeah, it's not comfortable when you meet someone like that who you haven't seen in a few years. I don't think I hang around with anyone like that. I wouldn't see anyone regularly.
Yes,
but the occasional time you bump into someone and they go on a date, you're like, ah.
The odd time I'll end up in the company of someone like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And they're 16. That's what they are.
I was in the company of someone about a year ago. And we were all going the night out and he said, bet you I pulled the first board.
Yeah. Went, stuff like okay. that. Stuff like that. And you're like,
bleed Mike, the situation over here, bro. We're all in that bleeding 40s. Do you get me? Relax yourself.
Situation.
I was like, are you serious?
I think a lot of people have got into the habit of complaining about absolutely everything these days.
I know people who complain when there's nothing to complain about. It's too fucking quiet.
Yeah, I seen a great video from Ricky Gervais. I should actually send it to you because it's great. And it's talking about like, he was asked about the left and the right.
Seeing this one, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, it's not about the left and the right anymore. It's about extremism. So like, it's not just you're on the left or you're on the right side. You have to be far left and far right and you eventually come around. So he's like, it's about extremism. Like, so you can't even be centre anymore. Because if you're centre, you don't care about the... I'm saying this one personally. He doesn't say this. He's like, if you're centre, like, you don't care about the kids in Gaza or you don't care about immigration because you're just centre. You just don't even want to get involved in it. But if you're on the left, all the right are cunts and the right, the left are cunts and the centre, they're cunts because they don't care. No one can win anymore. It's just extremism.
Yeah, I think people who see everything that they care about very black and white, isn't it? As in, you're either...
Yeah, yeah, where is our against us?
Fully agree, and there's no sense of, well, there might be reasons why something happens, or yeah. there might, there's
but I don't
no
get why you can't,
nuance.
You can't be right where a left view on something, and you can't be left where a right view on something.
No, you have to be on the same side for every topic.
Yeah, it has to be absolutely everything here, and absolutely
we've
everything here.
We've said this load of times, Terrence, that there's people out there, and a new topic can arise, and I'm like, I already know his opinion on that, based off his previous opinions.
Yeah.
He has to take that stance.
People love feeling aggrieved.
They just want to argue.
Yeah.
They just want to argue with people.
Like, yeah. It's draining nowadays, boys.
It's yeah. exhausting. It's
draining. There's no point in even cheering a point on anything. But anyways.
Anyway, what was that about? People complaining.
Yeah. And we just start complaining.
We start complaining, yeah. yeah.
No, because...
Let's brag. Our podcast is great.
In fairness, most complainers that I speak to nowadays, we used to complain about bleeding. Normal shit, like, you know, and now anytime I hear anyone complaining.
Talking to people isn't what it used to be. The internet was a huge mistake.
Don't know, it's very good sometimes, man. There's some belters out there. There is some belters out there, mate. I fucking love it, I swear to God. It's hilarious. Just a little
more. This is a paid advertisement by BetterHelp.
You know the way we all end up spilling our problems to the most random people? Like, I've definitely overshared with a taxi driver at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, or Timmy Barber. He only wanted to know what lengths I wanted on the sides, and suddenly he's deep into my relationship history.
Exactly. And while it's gas in the moment, these people aren't therapists. They're not trying to actually help when it comes to stuff like anxiety, stress, or big life decisions.
That's where BetterHelp comes in. They match you with a proper credentialed therapist online, and they've been doing it for over 10 years, and more than 5 million people have used it worldwide, so clearly people are finding the right match.
And you don't have to mess about either. You fill out a few questions and you can get matched with a therapist in as little as 48 hours before you start chatting online.
With over 5 million people supported to date globally, BetterHelp is now available with thousands of counsellors who have expertise in a wide range of specialties.
With a 4.9 out of 5 rating based on over 1.7 million client reviews, BetterHelp makes counselling affordable and convenient, and you can switch counsellors at any time for no cost.
Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/bollocks. That's better, HELP.com/bollocks.
Another one from Connor. Would you rather give up kissing or condiments?
What's condiments?
Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
Or what?
Kissing.
Kissing. Kissing. Kissing what?
Kissing. Smooching.
Thank you for that.
Kissing.
Kissing.
Terrence is like, I might be done with the owl.
So why is that more harder than you think?
If Jordan walks in and says, it's the ketchup or me. Well, no, I mean, she's not going anywhere, but just the kissing is gone.
We have a problem with people kissing anyways. We have a problem with that and clarity.
You see now when your child comes out and you smooch the face off and there.
No, I mean, a problem with kissing your board.
PDA, yeah. Now, Darren clearly has the worst PDA.
And he's no social awareness. You're in the middle of a conversation, he starts meeting his board. What do you mean your board, bro? And not only that, like, it's too old to be meeting your board.
And he's sitting in a taxi holding hands with his board. What are you doing?
You know, like, when you're watching Netflix with the missus, boys, and early sitting on the other sofa just to be comfy, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, just chilling. Dying Clarity's like, you know, he's just meeting his board the whole time. Why are you meeting your board watching a film, bro?
Don't tell her. Don't ask Darren what happened in the film. Can't tell you.
Yeah, too busy kissing.
He could have the worst PDA.
Kissing's all right. You should only kiss when you're getting out of the business, I think.
What about when you want to, like, kiss your kids?
I'm on about with your partner, like.
But that's still kissing.
No, you'd be missing, yeah, the kissing, you'd lose the kissing the kids.
You just don't kiss at all.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, you can't do that, no.
Yeah, but that means you can't have any sauce ever again.
I'm not the biggest sauce person. Like, I'll never have me filled with sauce.
Does both that count as a condiment?
I wouldn't think so, but let me check that for you.
I want to back this fella into a corner.
Condiment is technically supplemental food, such as a sauce, spice, or seasoning.
Plain chicken, Terry.
I'm not big on
plain chicken.
Why are you plain chicken anyway?
Yeah, but like, never again. Plain chicken wings.
Oh, plain. Yeah, that's a problem because I love chicken wings.
Yeah, according to Google's AI overview, if Google wasn't lazy enough as it is now, it just gives you right top. Yeah, butter is a condiment.
Oh.
Or can be considered a condiment.
I'm considering it for the sake of the singer.
Maybe by the rule of the law, butter is a condiment, but in the spirit of the law, I don't think it is.
Yeah, but the rule of a zinger, own. We know this. We go with letter of the law for a zinger.
Yeah.
I'm going to get rid of the sauce, isn't it?
Are you there?
Yeah, bro.
Never having butter again.
Yes, to kiss the baba.
Yeah. I know, but never having butter again.
Again, we're doing this in blade in September. Like, the baby's due in December, boys.
Yeah.
Give me till February, and I'll decide.
No, this is it now. This is it. You're future-proofing here.
Ah, fuck the young Flynn. I need butter on toast, boys.
You're going to be one of them tough dads. You see now when he's a world champion and you'll be like, how'd you feel? I hope my dad loves me.
Yeah, I need
come
butter.
Here, it won't. Look at any successful sports star ever has a bad relationship with that. Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods.
Floyd Mayweather didn't.
Turbulent relationship there.
Yeah, his dad was locked up and all. But no, but he ended up getting...
Turbulent relationship there, Terry.
I'm not saying.
No, he did. Yeah, but that's why his uncle, Roger, trained him for years.
Yeah, but that was because his dad was locked up. It wasn't because him and his dad had problems.
No, I think they did have problems. The way his dad was carrying on.
They don't have a great relationship. All the best successful sports
now,
guys.
They fight nowadays and in the last fucking 10 years, 15 years or whatever, but his dad trained them for some fights and all.
Michael Jordan said... Sorry to interrupt you. Michael Jordan said he was very close with his dad.
Yeah, but he had issues with his dad. His dad was a bad gambler as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, but his dad's drama. Well, you can't just drama to him. Like.
All the best. I'm telling you. But all the having a turbulent relationship with your dad and you're good at sports is a recipe for success.
Clarence Crawford has had a good relationship with his dad. Has had. Don't know if he's still alive. But... He had a good relationship with him. It was his mother. It was his problem.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Terry, it'd probably stand to you if you got that young straight into blading football and then just blanked him.
And walk out his life and come back in 15 years.
No, but you have to hover. You have to be around. So he's like, I need to get his seal of approval. So he's constantly pushing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think that's good. Let's not promote that.
Messi has a very good relationship with his dad. Yeah. See, you're only spending the first half of this podcast giving out about people having these sweeping generalisations, then you come out with something like that.
I think I've enough evidence there to support me, Terry.
You've got very little evidence.
I'm only thinking you a couple of blading spots. Tiger Woods.
Yeah, but in fairness,
his dad was strict, but I think he still
had a good relationship with every sports person.
I said it's a recipe for success.
Lauren Carter.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
She gave her second name and all just to let us know.
Oh, she didn't. She just said Lauren. But like she did identify herself as our colleague. Why? Lauren, what are you doing emailing?
Just drop up.
Yeah. Knock at the gaff.
Knock into the studio. What hell?
Lauren wants to give a shout out to your two newest Spanish listeners.
Yup. Hola.
I don't think they qualify as Spanish. Charlie and Colin, who moved to Madrid this month. They listen from Dublin every week and they will continue to do so in Spain.
So listeners in Spain. Spanish listeners, yeah. Lauren.
What'd you say?
But shout out to them.
Charlie
anyways.
And Collie. Surely Collie goes to Carlos now, does he?
Charlie spelt with an EY.
Yeah, that's
a female.
That's a girl way of spelling it, yeah. They're probably a couple.
Yeah.
That'd make more sense, wouldn't it, bro? Shout out to them.
Lauren must just be sick of talking to you in person.
Well, yeah. I haven't seen Lauren in a long time.
I haven't seen Lauren since this place turned in that building, so.
Since she fell off the stage. Had to put that Lauren, she can't write in and not expect that to come up. That actually might be something coming up on the TBX feed. I just need to confirm with Lauren if it's okay.
We should get a cut of him saying to Coolio, some people say you fell off.
Yeah, we should actually get like 10 things and it'll be Lord and falling off the stage and just keep doing it. Yeah.
Here he is. Miggy.
What? McGinty, yeah. McGinty.
What's a tradition in your family that you've never seen anyone else doing?
Oh, jeez. I don't think we have traditions.
Tradition? Like what? Give me an example. No traditions.
I wish we had a tradition.
No.
Like, I'm trying to think, do you know, the only time you nearly have one is like Christmas. Mm. Like, every Christmas you do a certain thing. Because that's the only time, like,
every
guaranteed.
Every family does that, though, don't they?
Yeah, but I mean, you might do a certain thing at Christmas that no one other family does, do you know what I mean? But there was a while there we were playing Monopoly every year. And then it stopped. And then like we're trying to bring it back. But like every Christmas is different.
Yeah, we do that. But we play games, like all the family comes into Betty's, like, do you get me? Like at the end of the day. And then we play loads of games. What's that game where you have the yoke on your head and you have to explain?
Heads up.
I swear to God, the crack we get out of that every Christmas. I swear to God, it's some laugh. Now imagine me trying to explain some of the things. Holy divine, Jesus. Should actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record that this Christmas.
Please do.
You'll enjoy it. But yeah, we just play loads of games like that and all. And then like the family just bring in like different little fucking board games. We just fucking, all of us just have to crack and the rest of them are just sitting there and bleeding, having the yaps and whatever.
Shout out to McGinty though. Congratulations to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, congratulations McGinty.
All right. Congratulations McGinty. Whatever's going on there. nice one here for you from Amy. She says, I'm sure you get loads of people email and ask you to do a shout out. I'm asking the exact same. My two best friends are absolutely massive fans of you both. Bit of a backstory. They're childhood friends, been through everything together, from heartache, heartbreak, losing parents, all shit life had to throw at you. Niamh and Lindsay are both only children. Both girls have two children each and are newly happily married. Niamh was in kidney failure and needed a kidney transplant, so myself and Lindsay both got tested. We were both matches. The chances were unbelievable. Lindsay got the official call that she was the donor. Yesterday, the transplant went ahead and was a success.
Ah, that is Lee alone.
They're both in Beaumont. Niamh is still in ICU, but both girls are thriving. This was sent about a week ago, so hopefully...
Hopefully all is still well.
She should have texted me. I would have dropped around.
That's Lee.
Around the corner.
That's
heartwarming.
They're nice emails to get, aren't you?
Yep.
There is. That's heartwarming there.
Do we get heartwarming emails like that all the time?
Do you think I'm gatekeeping them?
Yeah. We should do one a week if we get a lot of them. One, finish on a nice heartwarming one every week.
We don't get them every week.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
Send us in heartwarming emails and we'll read them out at the end of every episode. We probably won't. But if that's killing us, that we will. If that's killing us, that one.
That's a high bar, Amy.
Yeah, but then someone's going to send us in something real heartwarming. It's sad, maybe like, oh, wasn't as cool as the kidney. Fuck it, yeah. Like, you know, one of them. But yeah, no, that's a lovely email. Yeah, thanks very much.
Come for you. Kind of a nice one. For Terry. From Dylan.
From Dylan.
Dylan says, he suffers bad mental health problems. He's been watching your videos since the video on TikTok with the young fella. Your laugh is contagious, just makes listening to the podcast hilarious. It's just for you, Terry. Just want to say the podcast is unbelievable. I wait every week for the new episodes. You're doing a great job, lads. He has a quick question too. Would you rather chew with your mouth open for the rest of your life or always put your phone calls on speaker on public transport?
That's illegal now.
Good.
Which means it's illegal.
You got a phone for that now?
Nah, you know.
Oh.
For having your phone on loudspeaker.
Is that here?
That's not true.
I think it's on the train. I don't think it's on the bus. But the train technically counts as public transport. It's like €100 fine.
Thanks for the nice words, Dylan. By the way, legend. But
€100 fine, promise you.
We're trying to get to the bottom of this one here. I'm hearing there's fines getting handed out for putting your phone on loudspeaker. And I'm going to call false. False accusation.
Irish Rail has introduced new guidelines and €100 fine for things like playing music or videos without earphones and also your calls. But it's not new laws. They exist under... They're just going to use the power of the existing laws on basically behaving yourself on the train and being disruptive with noise.
So putting your phone on speaker for a call will result in a €100 fine.
It could.
I so rest in my case.
I'm eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
Go on.
And I need to speak.
Yeah, you want to wait and you want to say, I'll ring you back, I'm eating a sandwich.
How...
bollocks that.
How many hands do you need to eat a sandwich?
Yeah, actually, what are you talking about, Terrence?
you're trying to say he's eating sandwiches with one hand?
I could if I needed to, yeah.
No. Yeah.
One hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if the flap opens? Owen, if you're having
a flap and a sandwich,
ham, cheese and tomato, right? You're telling me the flap will open?
It depends on the sandwich, but I
yeah. So I'm going to go ham,
and
cheese and tomato sandwich.
Many sandwiches with one hand, yeah.
Diced chicken.
If I have a sandwich,
it can be done.
If I have a sandwich, that's going to be a whole body effort to eat the thing. I'm just going to take the call later.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand fully how you look eating a sandwich with one hand, boys.
But
you eat a sandwich with two hands.
But even go back. Right?
Eating a sandwich with one hand.
He's just doing the motion there. Just.
But he made it look like he was eating an apple as well. He was like,
yeah. Yeah, but that's what you do.
He made it look like he was playing the panpipes.
Like this?
Yeah.
And you take a bite and the flap is open there. What do you do then? Dice chicken all over your legs.
The flap.
What's it called?
The flap. I don't know.
The flap. You call that the name. Flap. The flap doesn't sound good, does it?
Boy, can't you not just say to someone, I'll ring you back.
Yeah. Now, what if it's
I'm eating a giant sandwich here.
What if it's a meeting? Very important meeting.
Then don't be eating your sandwich going into a meeting.
What if you're 43 minutes in?
If you're eating, why are you eating a huge sandwich in an important meeting anyway? Because your mouth's going to be full of diced chicken.
Yeah.
What?
You're back to sound in the corner here, Terry.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look good for me, does it? No, but there has to be times when you'd be eating a sandwich on a car. No, I'm not having that. I wouldn't accept that fine anyways. I wouldn't pay that fine. There's no, I might actually do it on purpose to prove it. I will never pay a fine for speaking on loudspeaker on a train. Loudspeaker. How can you find someone for speaking?
Because you're disturbing other passengers.
I couldn't give a fuck on.
How would you feel getting on the train and someone's fleeting, roaring down the phone?
Doesn't bother me. Yeah, and if
what
I am,
does bother you?
It's not like if it is that bothering, like you could actually just put your own earphones in.
What if you don't have any?
Well, then you have to listen. It's life, innit? You hear people talking all day, every day walking down the road. Should be able to just find people for listening to them. Actually, that would be a good thing. But no, seriously. What, because you're in a confined space? Fuck off.
A shared space, though. Shared.
Yeah, I get that. But see, you're in an office, you're in a shared space and people talk.
Yeah, but that's different. Fun. You're walking there.
No, I'm not having that.
I think you should ban people bringing food on the public transport. Said this before.
Agreed.
So Terrence will be fucked trying to have a loudspeaker phone call and a sandwich. €200 fine.
Yeah, I'm not having it.
Most expensive train journey ever.
And what happens if you don't pay that fine now?
Same thing happens if you don't pay any fine on the train.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Especially the TV licence. Load of bollocks.
On that note,
yeah, I think we'll wrap this one up before Terrence ends up incriminating us here.
Right,
take us out, bro.
There's croissants.
Oh, we have to do the yoke. Send questions, talking bollocks at goloudnow.com.
There's a bag of croissants.
There's a bag of croissants. They cost more.
What do you mean cost more?
Get Chris Doyle to put a fine in for whoever left him there. Take us out. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and slow. When you feel it that.
The Hypnota.
Go down. Go down. Go down.
This is a paid advertisement by BetterHelp.
You know the way we all end up spilling our problems to the most random people? Like, I've definitely overshared with a taxi driver at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, or Timmy Barber. He only wanted to know what lengths I wanted on the sides, and suddenly he's deep into my relationship history.
Exactly. And while it's gas in the moment, these people aren't therapists. They're not trying to actually help when it comes to stuff like anxiety, stress, or big life decisions.
That's where BetterHelp comes in. They match you with a proper credentialed therapist online, and they've been doing it for over 10 years, and more than 5 million people have used it worldwide, so clearly people are finding the right match.
And you don't have to mess about either. You fill out a few questions and you can get matched with a therapist in as little as 48 hours before you start chatting online.
With over 5 million people supported today globally, BetterHelp is now available with thousands of counsellors who have expertise in a wide range of specialties.
With a 4.9 out of 5 rating based on over 1.7 million client reviews, BetterHelp makes counselling affordable and convenient, and you can switch counsellors at any time for no cost.
Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/bollocks. That's betterhelp.com/bollocks.